Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened, your tray table is in an upright and locked position, and that you are ready to get weird and think different. Please prepare for takeoff.
Today is Wednesday. It is September 29th, and we are back with another episode of Destination Different. 99 of these things. Today, September 29th, 2021, marks 99 episodes of the Destination Different podcast. I've been at this for a while. Been at this for almost exactly 2 years now. And we're still going strong. The theme of today's episode is patience. I wanted to get up on my soapbox a little bit here. I debated this a lot. I went back and forth. Should I use episode 100 to kind of talk about what I learned, to talk about all the experience I've had, the great guests I've had? What should I use the 100th episode for? It just didn't feel right talking to myself on the 100th episode. So for this week on 99, I just wanted to spew a little bit about what has gone into making this podcast, what I think the future of this podcast is, and the one thing that is going to make this podcast successful. I've talked to a lot of creative people over this 2 years now. Over these 99 episodes, I've talked to entrepreneurs, I've talked to painters, authors, comedians, writers, the list goes on and on and on and on. Creative people. They're all unbelievable. Every single person I've talked to, incredible. The common thread between pretty much all of them is really that they is two things, I guess. They do not give a fuck. They do not care what anybody thinks. They do not let anybody get in the way of what they're going to do. They just have a vision and they're pushing towards it. That's number one. They do not give a flying fuck. And number two, they are patient. Pretty much every single person that has been on the Destination Different podcast has not been an overnight success. It is not like they have created a business in a couple weeks and blown up. It's not like they've just gone viral and this is what, you know, they've just drafted off the coattails of that. There's not a single person that's like that. These are people who have built their creative habit over years and years and years, or they've spent countless hours building their business, or they've started businesses and failed. And it's only now that they're just starting to see some success in their newest endeavors. Every single person has been patient in what they're doing. And so when I think about the Destination Different podcast, I've been at this for 2 years now, two whole years. That is not a short period of time. And you would think that after 2 years, there would be significant growth, that you'd start seeing improvement in how many people are listening, that there would be maybe more tangible outside understanding of the podcast growing and getting bigger and better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you look at it from the outside, I wouldn't necessarily say that there's a lot that separates the podcast from September of 2019 to the September of 2021. I don't have a massive social following. The podcast isn't, you know, showing up in big news articles. I'm not getting featured on other podcasts. There aren't these outside indicators that the show is growing like crazy. They're just not. But if you're me and you've been at this for 2 years and you understand what has gone into this week after week after week after week, putting out something consistently, putting out a creative piece of work, putting out part of myself every single week, you realize that I realize this podcast has gotten better. This podcast has improved. This podcast is growing and building momentum. It just might not be visible to the outside eye yet. And that can be hard sometimes. It's hard to be patient when you're not getting those clear metrics or indicators of success, when the listener numbers are going down and not up, when you've sort of plateaued on social followers, when you're hustling like you were at the very start to get guests for the show. Those are hard things to see, success, to see improvement when, you know, those sort of vanity metrics are not necessarily blowing their way upwards. But as I looked, I spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks looking back at some of the early days of this show and what was going into the podcast in September of 2019. The craziest part for me is that is how much better, how much more comfortable I feel interviewing somebody. And yeah, every interview is different. Everybody is different. You know, some people I know personally and it makes it much easier to do an interview. But listening to those first maybe 10, 15, 20 episodes, I was terrible. I was a terrible, terrible, terrible host. I was talking over people. I was mumbling over my words. There was no flow to the questions. It was just a random list of 25 questions, and I would go one by one by one. All right, maybe not exactly, but I would go, there was just nothing to it. There was no flow. It didn't feel comfortable for me. It didn't feel comfortable for the listener, and you could hear that in each episode. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I am have peaked as a podcaster, as an interviewer, but my God, the interviews are a million times better 2 years than they were 2 years ago. A million times better. And again, I was looking back through some old stuff. I found some of my notes from those early days. I was writing out scripts for these intros, for these outros, word by word, and I was reading them off a page. And you listen to it, and it sounds like I was reading them off a page. And again, I'm still, you know, by no means perfect at these intros and outros. Sometimes I'm just babbling on. I don't know what to say, but I don't write out notes anymore. I've got a little outline. I've got an idea of what I want to say. And I can talk off the dome and make a pretty coherent, hopefully somewhat interesting narrative without reading verbatim off of a piece of paper. Again, that's not something that anybody sees from the outside. That's not a tripling in listenership or follower count, but that is something that is night and day from when the podcast started. So, patience is the theme of this episode. At 99 in, I am doing my best to be patient, to be understanding of the fact that while some of those outside numbers, while some of that outside perspective of what the podcast is and where it's going and how it's doing, it might not seem like there's been crazy improvement or growth in the last 2 years, but there are things that I can feel, that I can see, that are trending in the right direction. And being patient with this thing is about understanding that this isn't going to stop at 100 episodes. That imagine how much better it's going to be, how much bigger it's going to be after 200 episodes, after 500 episodes. And so that is what I'm really trying to keep in perspective, is that I'm just at the very, very beginning. It might feel like, you know, 2 years is a long time to put into something, but this is just the very start. And I hope that that is a lesson for any creative people. I've now spent 2 years talking to creative people, talking to entrepreneurs. You might seem, you know, you get in the day-to-day and it feels like, I got to do this now. I got to make this happen now. I got to press right now. And while there is a need to have urgency, I want to say Kobe Bryant said something similar to this line. He said, you got to have urgency in every single practice you have, in every single rep that you do. You got to have urgency. But you also have to have patience and understand that you're building something that is going to be much bigger than yourself, that is going to take much longer than you ever could possibly imagine that it's going to take. And that's how I'm trying to think about the podcast. I think I can push on the urgency more. I think I can be more urgent and forceful in my day-to-day attack of making this thing better. But I'm also understanding that this thing is still just getting going, and having the patience and peace of mind to know that it is getting better, that it is improving, and that it's only just getting started. So that's my soapbox. I wanted to use this 99th episode to just talk a little bit about what I've learned from this podcast, what I've learned from doing 100 episodes, 99 episodes. And I hope that that is inspiring or interesting, or maybe somewhat, you know, resonates with other creative people, with other entrepreneurs, because this is something that, you know, I've put a lot of time, I've put a lot of effort into over the last 2 years, and it can be hard, it can be lonely, it can be, you know, there's plenty of times when you just wanting to pack it up and say, all right, I'm done doing this. But having that patience, having that trust and belief that this is going to get better, that's going to get bigger, that is going to continue to improve, that I think is something that every creator, every entrepreneur can learn from. And I wanted to share that out here today. So next week, episode 100 of the Destination Different podcast, I truly cannot believe, if you would have told me that this thing would have been 100 episodes when I started it 2 years, living in my parents' basement, unemployed, I would have told you you were absolutely crazy. It was an idea that I thought was something to pass the time, that I was bored at home and unemployed, that I thought, you know, maybe I should start a podcast. And here I am. I do have a job now. I have a drastically different life. I do not live in my parents' house anymore. But the podcast is still going strong. And I'm hopeful that, you know, it continues to just keep going onward and upward. So next week, we'll be back. Episode 100 of the Destination Different podcast. I truly can't believe it. We will have a delightful guest to bring us in to the next 100 episodes. I've got a couple giveaways planned, so I'll give a little teaser spoiler. If you're not following Destination Different on social already, you should be, because for the 100th episode, we are giving away a bunch of different products, supplies from former guests of the show. So as you know, I've had dozens of awesome businesses on the podcast, founders who are building these amazing, amazing products. And so as a little gift to you, all the listeners of this show, I have asked them ever so kindly if they would chip in a few different products to give away to my listeners. So if you're following us on social, you will see next week for the 100th episode giving away a bunch of awesome Destination Different guest items. And so you have to stay tuned for that. So make sure you're following along. All right, that will wrap it up. The key word for Destination Different number 99 is patience. I am so thankful for everybody who listens to this show, for anyone who sends me texts or DMs or guest ideas or anything like that. It is so appreciated. 2 years is a long time to be doing this, and so it's those little messages and notes that keep me rolling. So I'm so thankful for everybody who sits and tunes into this show. That's all I got. Let's get to 100. Let's do it. Next week, episode 100. Here's to 100 more. I love each and every one of you. Let's stay weird.
Superpowers. We fell in love for just a couple hours. I can't tell the difference between what's fake and what's been missing. Often I'm misunderstood, so I'm looking for a better me. This is your love song, baby. I hope that you know the words. This is your love song.